gentlemen of the Raider Nation. Say hello to number
80. I was riding around about 9 o'clock this morning. They were already lining up, so it should be a wild night in here.
Raider fans, you guys got to check out Raiderville. It's a great place to come. It's free.
Raider Nation!
From the legendary rock band Kiss, Gene Simmons.
The reason I keep looking out there is it's so exciting. The game hasn't even begun. Everybody's getting ready. The excitement. You see families with their kids all over the place. Players are warming up. They're looking at each other from across the field. It's really exciting.
Here we are, here to see Ice Cube, Raider Nation. Yeah, here we go. Let's do it.
Actor, rapper, and Raiders fanatic, Ice Cube.
Oakland Raiders. Just win, baby.
Oh, man, what's up, Raider Nation? Hey, man, thanks for this very, very hospitable welcome to your boy Ice Cube, the president of the Raider Nation. I am here, have no fear, and I approve this message.
Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. I'm Jeanette Thompson, and right now we're joined by head coach Dennis Allen. Welcome. Now, Coach Allen, obviously we didn't get the outcome that we had hoped for on Monday night, but I want to take you back to that game. What were your thoughts walking out onto the field the first time as a head coach in a regular season game with a sold-out Coliseum?
Well, it was exciting. I mean, I thought the crowd was electric. I thought trying to get to the stadium was unbelievable, just trying to get into the stadium. So the fans were a great support to us, and obviously we wish we would have played a little bit better than we did.
Now, there were a lot of positive things that took place. One of them, just the way that the defense was able to stop the run. I think that was something that was outstanding throughout the game. How did you feel about that?
I thought the defense did a nice job of stopping the run. And that's something that we've emphasized throughout the offseason and in training camp. And I thought our front did a nice job of being able to stop their run game.
All right. Now, in addition, Darren McFadden had a pretty good game himself. You did talk on Tuesday about utilizing more backs, maybe even the wide receivers. Is that to help keep his legs fresh?
Well, I mean, I think it's a long season, you know, so we've got 16 games that we're guaranteed. And so we got to make sure that we try to keep everybody healthy. And there's only so many touches that, you know, a guy can get during a season. So we're going to need to do a better job of utilizing some of our other personnel and giving Darren a little bit of a rest.
Rod Streeter, he did have a fumble. However, he had a touchdown later on in the game. What do you think of his play?
Like a lot of rookies, he had his up and down moments in the game. Some of his good plays were really good plays, and then obviously, you know, he had a couple costly plays. But he'll learn from every single one of those experiences, and every time he goes out on the field, he gets better. So I'm pleased with where Rod Streeter is, and I'm glad we got him.
Travis Gaithel, tough position to be in, to have to come in for not only a Pro Bowl long snapper, but also long snapping on the dirt. What do you tell him after a game like that?
Well, I tell him, you know, at the end of the day, that's my responsibility to have him ready for those situations. And I think us as a coaching staff, we could have done a better job of putting him in those situations, getting him a little bit more experience, because it is football and people do get hurt. And I don't put that on Travis Gaithel at all. I put that on me, and we got to do a better job there.
Six out of the last seven games that the Raiders have played in Miami have been losses for the Raiders. You know, a lot is made about, well, it's a West Coast team. They're coming out and playing in the heat and the time difference. Are those real factors?
Well, I mean, I think they're obviously factors, but I don't think they're things that you got to dwell on. I think the real factor is the team that's going to line up across from us and our ability to execute our game plan and our ability to play against the Miami Dolphins and forget about all the other elements.
Ryan Tannehill, someone that you should know a little bit about, being that he's from your alma mater. It's a rookie quarterback. You know, there's not a whole lot of film on someone that's new to the NFL. How do you game plan for him?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we got to give him different looks. We want to make it something where he's got to figure it out what we're doing at the snap of the ball instead of pre-snap. The more you can put doubt in a quarterback's mind, that's any quarterback, but especially a young quarterback, the tougher it is for those guys to be successful. So we're going to try to vary our looks a little bit and give him some different stuff to think about when he's dropping back.
Much like the Raiders do and Darren McFadden, they have Reggie Bush. Since the Raiders do have the opportunity to practice against someone like Darren McFadden, does that give us a good look for someone like Reggie Bush?
Yeah, I mean, I think Reggie Bush is an outstanding talent. I was fortunate enough to be around him there in New Orleans, and I got a lot of respect for him. But we'll have to know where he's at on the field, and we'll have to have a plan to try to take him away.
The one thing that I've noticed that you said, and I think just about every press conference, is to get better. What is your definition of getting better? How do you measure that success?
Well, I measure it by making improvement every day, and I measure it by not being repeat mistake offenders. If you make a mistake, you get it corrected, and you move on, and you don't make the same mistake twice. And so that's what we're trying to do as a football team, eliminate the repeat mistakes and continue to improve on a daily basis.
Excellent. Well, Coach, I wish you luck, and come on home with a win.
All right. Thanks, Jeanette.
Thank you.